This is Checking In with State Representative Chad Reichert of the 90th Legislative District in Franklin County. Representative Reichert, welcome back to this report to your constituents and neighbors. We're going to jump right in. This week, the House dealt with some legislation that is dealing with a touchy issue, and that is data centers and them coming to Pennsylvania. I understand that we might have been able to hit the pause button here. What's going on with this legislation?
Yeah, good morning, Chuck. So local government, we actually had a piece of legislation, Representative Friel out of Chester County introduced legislation that would allow municipalities, that would give municipalities the option, if they so chose, to institute a 180-day pause on the consideration of data center development. So essentially what this means, and the purpose of it, is to allow municipalities the opportunity to update their zoning and land use ordinances in order to properly plan and deal with these data centers. I mean, they're coming. A lot of people are, anticipating, and they're pretty controversial. Not everywhere in Pennsylvania wants them, and I think there's a lot of folks in Franklin County that certainly have some trepidation about them as well. And I know our county commissioners have been, working pretty hard on creating a countywide data center zoning ordinance that would cover municipalities that don't have their own zoning. But essentially, this legislation would allow municipalities that 6-month period to essentially just pump the brakes, say, all right, hang on, guys, we're going to go, we're not going to just deny everything, but we're going to go and we're going to figure out a way for this all to make sense and create the regulations necessary to protect the community. And that's what this is all about, right? I mean, when we look at these data centers, they consume an awful lot of power. They take up a whole lot of water. And by and large, in certain circumstances, they're placing themselves on some very pristine farmland. So, all of those things are concerns for me. They're concerns for people in the community. And the 6-month pause essentially allows municipalities the opportunity to properly plan for them. Now, that being said, this was just a committee vote, right? It still has to go to the House and then through the same process over in the Senate and then signed by the governor. So, I mean, we're talking a little bit of time for this to actually take effect. So, I mean, I would still encourage all of the municipalities to move full steam ahead with zoning and land use regulation updates for data centers now, right? But essentially, this would just provide another opportunity for municipalities just to pump the brakes. And again, 6 months for a municipality would go by fairly quickly. I mean, when you have to consider an ordinance would have to be advertised and the hearings and everything with that, a lot of that time is actually eaten up through the process itself. So of creating a new ordinance. So good piece of legislation. We've had some other things that have been considered, in the House over the past couple months. This one, I think, is by far the best approach to it, because I believe very firmly that municipalities and local government are best suited to deal with these data centers, right? They are the experts on their communities, what their community wants and needs, and where these things should be placed and what resources they need and what resources they have available. I mean, a community might not have the resources to host a hyperscale data center. And if the answer is no, the answer is no. And, go someplace where there might be a better opportunity for that data center. Again, these things don't need to be on every street corner. They don't need to be everywhere in Pennsylvania. And municipalities and communities are the best to decide whether or not they should be located there and what accommodations they should make. So, and we're already starting to see a lot of the impacts of these data centers, here in Franklin County and down in Maryland and Northern Virginia. Northern Virginia in particular, these things have been going gangbusters. And we're seeing that with the revamping of the Transource transmission line, a very high voltage transmission line that Transource is proposing to construct from Shippensburg all the way down to Ringgold, going through the eastern part of Franklin County and through some of the best non-irrigated soils in the country, Chuck, right? Like some of the soils that we have in this area are some of the most productive soils in the United States.
And we're pumping power right out of the state, not keeping it here.
Correct, exactly. And, instead of reducing our electricity costs here in Pennsylvania, right, as Pennsylvania ratepayers, instead of, reducing our electricity costs, which, I don't know about you, but you know, my electric bill was three times higher than it was this time last year. And I hear that consistently from my constituents. I mean, there isn't a day that goes by that, you know, someone doesn't call the office, stop by or whatever and say, have you seen your electricity bill? And this is the root cause of it, right? Is we are part of the PJM grid, and blue states to the south of us, Maryland and Virginia, have stopped electricity generation in their own states. So what this means is that they have to import it, and they have to import it from Pennsylvania. And in order to get it down there, they have to take our farmland to build these transmission lines so that we're subsidizing the poor decisions of these blue states. And Chuck, it's absolutely ridiculous. And as you can tell, it gets me a little frustrated, you know, with the way things are right now. So, you know, that's why I'm adamantly opposed to these trans-source transmission lines, right? Taking our electricity, taking our farmlands, to benefit the folks in Maryland and Northern Virginia, who we're not getting a dime from those folks here, but we're taking away our land and resources in order to power their data centers and their tax breaks down there and their bad energy decisions. So you know, it just frustrates me to no end that this is what we're up against. You know, and again, these data centers are part of that as well. Again, we're seeing the power that they're gobbling up down there. They're doing the same thing here again. The regulations have to make sense, and they are best done on the local level. And that's what this legislation that passed out of the local government committee unanimously would do, is it would just put more power in the hands of the locals.
Well, I'll tell you, from going from one really frustrating situation to one that we should be celebrating, I understand that celebration, congratulations are in order, and a wager needs to be paid. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so this one actually is really, really makes me smile, and I'm very proud. Our Greencastle boys 5A baseball team won the state championship on Friday after a historic 14-inning baseball game, right? The longest in PIAA history, you know, double regulation. We beat the Dubois Beavers, and both teams played extraordinarily well. The Beavers, I mean, they fought hard. I mean, they didn't make this easy at all. It was a back and forth the entire game. I mean, they had some outstanding players, and in the 14th inning, we pulled it out here at Greencastle, and just a huge, huge win. And again, it wasn't an easy win. I mean, this was a competitive game the whole way through. Both teams fought extraordinarily hard, but at the end, you know, the Blue Devils prevailed, and I couldn't be more proud of the home team here. And leading up to that, Representative Mike Armanini and I had a bet. You know, it's just a friendly wager on the outcome of the game. And I bet some Mama K's sticky buns against some Scotty's donuts from up there. And boy, did those donuts taste good on Monday when he brought them in. I know my staff and I all appreciated those. He was also going to make a donation to the Greencastle Antrim Food Bank. It was a worthy bet. It was a good cause. Both teams played extraordinarily well. And I couldn't be more proud of what we did here in Greencastle to bring home the championship.
Well, congratulations are in order. This has been Checking In with State Representative Chad Reichard. And tune in again for another episode next week.